Tarea 2.
It's hard to imagine, but just 300 years ago, it was widely believed that insects spontaneously spawned from dust, mud, or rotten meat. Their reproduction was felt to be so strange and frightening, they were known as beasts of the devil. It's partly thanks to the work of naturalist and illustrator Maria Sibylla Merian that we can now find this idea amusing. Today, Merian is celebrated as one of the world's first ecologists. Born into a family of artists in Frankfurt in 1647, Merian spent her childhood collecting insects and drawing them in remarkable detail. In 1665, she married and soon had two daughters. In an age where a woman's place was thought to be in the home, she defied convention, publishing her first book, New Book of Flowers, in 1675. In 1699, Merian, by then divorced, sold her belongings and set sail to Suriname in South America with one of her daughters, Dorothea. She is thought to be the first woman to travel in the name of science. After a long sea journey, they set off into the jungle, battling through thick clouds of black flies that inflicted skin-ripping bites, but it was worth it. The jungles of Suriname were a naturalist's paradise, teeming with species that would later be documented in Merian's groundbreaking work, The Metamorphosis of the Insects of Suriname, published in 1705. Though she had planned to stay longer, Merian's adventure was cut short by illness, and after 2 years she returned to Amsterdam. Given the challenges of working in a humid and unfamiliar environment, it is remarkable how many species she was able to observe and catalogue in that time. Her writing is also notable for acknowledging the mistreatment of enslaved indigenous and African people and their contribution to her research. She wrote in her description of the peacock flower, "The Indians, who were not treated well by their Dutch masters, use the seeds to abort their children so that they will not become slaves like themselves." Merian suffered a stroke in 1715 that left her unable to work. She died 2 years later, aged 69. However, Merian's legacy has endured. To date, at least 6 plants, 9 butterflies, 2 bugs, a spider, and a lizard have been named after her. Despite being over 300 years old, her work on the biodiversity of Suriname is still valued by scientists and could show us how some species may adapt to climate change. It's hard to imagine, but just 300 years ago, it was widely believed that insects spontaneously spawned from dust, mud, or rotten meat. Their reproduction was felt to be so strange and frightening, they were known as beasts of the devil. It's partly thanks to the work of naturalist and illustrator Maria Sibylla Merian that we can now find this idea amusing. Today, Merian is celebrated as one of the world's first ecologists. Born into a family of artists in Frankfurt in 1647, Merian spent her childhood collecting insects and drawing them in remarkable detail. In 1665, she married and soon had two daughters. In an age where a woman's place was thought to be in the home, she defied convention, publishing her first book, New Book of Flowers, in 1675. In 1699, Merian, by then divorced, sold her belongings and set sail to Suriname in South America with one of her daughters, Dorothea. She is thought to be the first woman to travel in the name of science. After a long sea journey, they set off into the jungle, battling through thick clouds of black flies that inflicted skin-ripping bites, but it was worth it. The jungles of Suriname were a naturalist's paradise, teeming with species that would later be documented in Merian's groundbreaking work, The Metamorphosis of the Insects of Suriname, published in 1705. Though she had planned to stay longer, Merian's adventure was cut short by illness, and after 2 years she returned to Amsterdam. Given the challenges of working in a humid and unfamiliar environment, it is remarkable how many species she was able to observe and catalogue in that time. Her writing is also notable for acknowledging the mistreatment of enslaved indigenous and African people, and their contribution to her research. She wrote in her description of the peacock flower, "The Indians, who were not treated well by their Dutch masters, use the seeds to abort their children, so that they will not become slaves like themselves." Merian suffered a stroke in 1715 that left her unable to work. She died 2 years later, aged 69. However, Merian's legacy has endured. To date, at least 6 plants, 9 butterflies, 2 bugs, a spider, and a lizard have been named after her. Despite being over 300 years old, her work on the biodiversity of Suriname is still valued by scientists and could show us how some species may adapt to climate change.